Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day. They're finally getting it done. Finally, after all of the delays and all of the backbiting and all of the back and forth, they're actually doing their job. No, I'm not talking about the Congress of the United States. Who knows what is going to happen there? We'll be talking with a former top Democratic advisor about what the heck is wrong with our Congress, that we may have a government shutdown, and people are really talking about that as a real possibility at a time when we absolutely don't need it tonight, because there is this carping, and it seems to be endless back and forth on the COVID rescue bill. The stock market was down today. The Dow Jones down 124 points. That's not good. But when I say they're finally doing it, what am I talking about? Cal Anderson Park here in Seattle. They have been talking about cleaning this up since June. The park has been closed. And it has been invaded, and yes, it has been invaded and taken over and basically occupied. It's the Seattle occupation, too. The park has been occupied by Antifa and BLM activists and a whole bunch of homeless people, people experiencing homelessness, people who are unsheltered. Cairo 7 TV is now reporting 21 arrested during sweep of Seattle's Cal Anderson Park. They had posted warnings. They said they were going to clean up the park on Wednesday morning. Didn't do it. Went before a judge. The judge heard the case, threw the homeless and the protesters out, basically said they had made no case at all for their constitutional right to camp in a public park. And now the cleanup is going on, even as we speak. A homeless camp that had taken over Cal Anderson Park, reports Cairo 7 TV, is being dismantled after police and city cleanup crews moved in Friday morning. Seattle police said 10 people were arrested Friday morning, shortly before 1 p.m., in other words, just now. Police said 11 more people were arrested, bringing the total to 21. For misdemeanor trespass, failure to disperse, resisting arrest, and obstructing arrest. This is very important. And part of what the folks had done, and we have been covering this on the show, is they had taken all kinds of garbage that has been donated or they've liberated from some place, and you can see it. It's old furniture, it's packing crates, it's whatever they can. They built barricades. It's like the Paris Commune in 1871. I mean, really, this is a horrible thing, but it is working out better than you might expect. And is it Cal Anderson Park or is it something deeper? Seattle has just won a competition that I don't think most Seattleites really want us to win, as the most depressed city in the country. We're half of adults in the greater Seattle area, that's 1.5 million people, say they experience regular depression at this time, higher than ever before. We will get to that story as well. Okay, first up, on this Cal Anderson matter, the extraordinary bit of news is as protesters moved to occupy a vacant house near Cal Anderson Park late Wednesday afternoon, a federal judge heard the case of a homeless woman who lives in the park, claiming that the city of Seattle's plan to remove her encampment is unconstitutional. Now, all of that was going on, but the judge made the right call. Today, it said in the paper, a federal judge has summarily denied a request for an emergency temporary restraining order to stop Seattle police and park workers from clearing the holdout remnants of a large homeless encampment at Cal Anderson Park on Capitol Hill. U.S. District Judge Richard Jones said the plaintiff in the case, a Seattle resident named Ada Yeager, who'd been living in Cal Anderson, failed to prove that the removal of an encampment that has been at the park since June would violate her constitutional right to live there. Yeager yesterday agreed to work with city officials to find new housing, although her attorney, who's named Braden Pence, no relation, I don't think, to the vice president, said many of the issues in the lawsuit remained unresolved, including whether her property would be destroyed or stored in the interim. It was stored at city's expense, of course, whatever her property is. Pence said if this lawsuit comes away with her having gotten housing as a result, that's fantastic. Yeager had claimed that the removals by police and park workers violated First Amendment free speech rights, given that Cal Anderson Park had been a focal point of summer protests over police brutality. The judge rejected every point, saying the paucity of Yeager's pleadings failed to prove any of those things were happening, or that the city's policies were inadequate and led to constitutional violation. As for the free speech argument, Jones said the evidence that she has offered to show that the city's intended evictions are connected, are content-based, is slim. Likewise, the judge rejected her claim of illegal seizure of her private property. There's hardly any evidence in the record to conclude that the city has, in fact, engaged in the type of on-the-spot destruction of property that the courts have barred in other cases, Judge Joan declared. Okay, this is all very good news, and it ought to be obvious. And the fact that in Seattle we've come to not consider things like this just obvious, well, of course they can clean up a park that people have been camping in since June illegally, since the park has been closed. And it was closed because of COVID concerns. There's also this, and this from the Seattle Times and Gene Balk, the FYI guy for your information. A new survey from the U.S. Census Bureau found that in mid-November, just about half of Seattle area adults said they were dealing with feelings of depression. Of the slightly more than 3 million people age 18 and older in our metro area, an estimated 1.5 million Yeah, that's right. 1.5 million said they felt down, in quotes, depressed or hopeless, at least a few days over the previous week. And what's fascinating about this is how it breaks down. Wouldn't you think that there would be a big difference between the occurrence of depression, feeling down, depressed or hopeless for a few days? That poor people would be much more likely to feel that than rich people? Well, it's not true. It's just not true. There is not much difference between poor and rich people. And there's no correlation to education, because that's one of the things I'd think of, is that Seattle is one of the two cities, Minneapolis is the other one, big cities, where the highest percentage of people have a college education, which is supposed to help you. And this one reports that actually, in terms of education, people who have a bachelor's degree or higher have the same rate of depression, almost exactly, as people who never graduated high school. In the Seattle area, multiracial and white people were more likely to report being depressed in mid-November than Asian, black, or Hispanic people. Also something of a surprise. How do you explain it? Well, and how do you explain that a lot of Americans at the Christmas following World War II, 75 years ago, were actually in mourning? not because they had lost someone in their family, but because we'll talk about that with Paul Kangor coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED. On the MedVed Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Washington State's very own Bing Crosby, singing, of course, "O Holy Night." He's one of the best-known products of the Evergreen State. I believe he was born in Tacoma, and he grew up in Spokane. In any event, he's a Washingtonian. He Oh Holy Night, the music to the Oh Holy Night was actually by a Jewish composer, and it was based on a poem by a French atheist, and once upon a time it was banned by the Catholic Church, apparently. The this carol has the distinction of being the first song ever to be played live on a radio broadcast on Christmas Eve in 1906. A Canadian inventor created the world's first radio broadcast, mostly heard by radio operators and cargo ships in the Atlantic, and he played "O Holy Night" on his violin, singing the last verse as he played. And one of the verses, of course, "A Thrill of Hope," that you just heard there in the background, "A Thrill of Hope, the Weary World Rejoices." And they're singing about something even deeper than the vaccine. So the vaccines are profoundly important and profoundly useful right now. One of the other things about the level of depression in Seattle, which is, it's just appalling. I do believe that part of what causes people to feel depressed and down and hopeless is the idea that things are going badly. And in this city, it's very hard not to get that impression, just because of the physical deterioration of things around you. The accumulation of homeless encampments like the one they're clearing up today in Cal Anderson Park, but there are 50 of them. They're all over. And it could be more than 50. And there is a sense that nothing is making sense, that there is no leadership, there is no direction. One of the things that allows the pandemic to be sustainable right now is the knowledge that, yeah, people are getting vaccines, it's going to get better, we are going to turn the corner, we are going to end the lockdowns, we are going to get back to normal life at some point. It'll be some point in 2021, but it probably will be in 2021, not in 2022 or 2023. There's this also, a former student has filed suit against Seattle schools in connection with a sex assault at Ballard High. Now, you have to read this whole lengthy article before you get the punchline, which is the sex assault was a rape. It wasn't just somebody touching somebody else. It wasn't just somebody exposing himself. It was a rape. That's the... And the amazing thing here is when the Seattle Times covers it, they kind of bury the other lead, aside from the fact that this was a rape. It was a rape in a bathroom. And it says a former Ballard High School student who was sexually assaulted by a fellow student back in March of 2018 filed a lawsuit against Seattle Public Schools this week, alleging the district failed to protect her from the reasonably foreseeable dangers of being attacked in an unsupervised, wait for it, all-gender bathroom. Do you remember when they were starting this crap about having to make special bathroom accommodations for the transgendered students who represent such a tiny percentage of all students? And this was a girl who, it says, was lured into an all-gender bathroom and then attacked, and fairly brutally attacked, by somebody with a long record of it. The lawsuit filed in King County Superior Court also claims the school district did nothing to support or protect the then 18-year-old senior who was the victim, after she reported she was raped to Seattle police. Instead, a faculty member accompanied the woman's assailant. He's named in the article. His name is DeMonte Rigney. To court when the victim was granted a sexual assault protection order that led to Rigney's removal from Ballard High School. The attorney for the young woman who's suing says, I was floored, absolutely floored, that a member of the high school faculty would show up at a sexual assault protection order hearing and rally around the assaulter, Rigney. It was devastating for my client and for her family. Okay, this is the kind of nuttiness that I think is deeply connected to the fact that half the people say they feel depressed or hopeless or down several days a week. Because you look around and you see so little common sense, so little ordinary decency. And that's why, again, I celebrate U.S. District Judge Richard Jones, who actually gave a very strong ruling. No, no, you do not have some constitutional right to set up barricades in a park, to occupy a public park, to take away the right of people to enjoy that park. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, my partner on this show for many, many years, used to live in downtown Seattle. And he used to take his daughters up there to Cal Anderson Park. Well, they're little girls. I used to go to Cal Anderson Park from time to time. It's a beautiful space, and again, nice views of the city. And the idea that this gets taken over just by the forces of chaos, there's nothing more depressing for people than that idea that things fall apart. That there's and by the way, Jeremy is just typing to me. He says, no, now I wouldn't take my girls there as grown-up girls. They're both teenagers. And no, of course you don't. How could you? After what Cal Anderson Park has become. By the way, part of what they're reporting in this cleanup is cleaning up hundreds and hundreds of needles. Yeah, that's right. Needles. Where people can inject themselves. Okay, maybe time to celebrate and to remember World War II and Christmas 75 years ago. With all of our troops, or almost all, coming home from the war. So who didn't come home? We'll talk to Paul Kangor. It's a fascinating story coming up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I didn't feel a thing. Well done.
Vice President Mike Pence, after receiving the coronavirus vaccine along with his wife Karen Pence and Surgeon General Jerome Adams, all received the vaccine on live television on Friday. The Vice President continues.
As the people of this country witnessed this this past week under Operation Warp Speed, the first coronavirus vaccine is literally being administered in states across the country to millions of Americans. Make no mistake about it, it's a medical miracle.
Also being vaccinated on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. If you're heading to the malls tomorrow, you won't be alone. A new survey from the National Retail Federation shows more than 150 million people in the United States plan to shop on Super Saturday, the last Saturday before Christmas. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Him.
Americans love a winner.
Michael Medved.
And when it comes to Americans loving a winner, that's associated, of course, with the movie Patton and the reality of General George S. Patton in that great Oscar-winning film from a generation ago. Paul Kangor is definitely a winner. He has written a moving and fascinating article, which we've posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. About Remembering Christmas 1945, 75 years ago, obviously, and the death of George Patton. Paul, I love the way you get into this article describing some people you know in Western Pennsylvania. I should say that Paul is the one of the key resources at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which is a major think tank and source of information and enlightenment for conservatives of every kind. You can find out about their great work by going to michaelmedved.com, same place you can find the post of his piece for the American Spectator.
Thanks.
And
thanks, Michael.
Well, you bet. So, Paul, I of course knew about Patton's tragic and controversial death. But I didn't realize that he actually passed away, what was it, 3 days before Christmas?
I know. It's fascinating. It was December 21st, so it would have been 4 days before Christmas, 1945. And it was, you know, everybody kind of, to the extent that people remember it now, but Christmas 1945 was a big deal because the war was finally over, right? I mean, all the boys were finally home. You know, that song by Bing Crosby, right? I'll be home for Christmas, right? You can play. Plan on Me. I mean, that was written in December 1943, and I still remember a commercial. It might have been for beer. I don't know what it was, but they show these boys in, you know, black and white, you know, in the trenches and, you know, in the cold, kind of Battle of the Bulge, and they're playing that Bing Crosby song. You think, oh man, that's just heartbreaking. So they finally got home that year because the Germans surrendered in May of 45. Japanese surrendered in September of 45. So they're all finally home, those that made it home. And of all things, the one military guy from World War II who didn't make it home for Christmas was George Patton. And it's because Patton, at the age of 60, died not this glorious battlefield death like, you know, everybody thought he would, you know, down in a blaze of glory, but in a freak auto accident in Germany that had happened, I think it was about 2 weeks earlier, Michael. I think it was like maybe December 9th, something like that, 1945.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
That's what you have in your piece, yeah. Here's the question. Lots of people, from the time that it happened, have had conspiracy theories about it not being a normal death, because he was riding in a Jeep with other people, and he was the only one who was injured. The Jeep was hardly destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
How do you give any credit at all to some of the people who speculate that he was actually deliberately killed?
I mean, I don't know. I participated in Robert Orlando's film documentary, Silence Patton, which Rob did. I think he filmed me almost 10 years ago. And Rob, who now has a book out on this, and the book was just released this week, and he says, I'll quote from the book, why is Patton the only one to sustain serious injury in the collision? I mean, everybody else walked away. And then Rob writes, too, to raise further suspicions, no autopsy is done. Thompson, who's the man driving the truck that struck Patton's vehicle, and his two passengers are drunk, but no tests are conducted before they disappear. The official accident report and key witnesses cannot be located. No investigation takes place. Was this a freak accident, or were there more sinister forces at play? And I don't know, but it is true that, I mean, Patton had, you know, Patton had vowed to take the gag off after the war and, you know, tell the truth about the terrible decisions that were being made at the end of the war. And a lot of people, Michael, a lot of people think, well, Patton wanted to march all the way to Moscow. No, he actually didn't. What he was trying to do was to keep our troops in Eastern and Western and Central Europe longer than a lot of FDR's people. Well, at that point, it would have been Truman's people. Well, even FDR's people, going back to 44 and 45. And Patton kept saying, no, you're pulling those troops out too early. And the Red Army is going to march right in and occupy those areas, and we're going to have another war on our hand if you don't stop this. And everybody was
he also took a controversial position in behalf of maintaining a German army, he saw as a potential counterweight against the Russians. That was not popular.
Yeah, and that was shocking. Look, I could see at that time, right, you know, people saying, oh, man, the last thing we want to do is arm the Germans, right? Please. I mean, these guys must be defeated. That must be the end of this. And it took, who was it? I think it was Konrad Adenauer, the West German leader. It took him a number of years after World War II to get the West Germans in NATO, because everybody was afraid of letting the Germans even in NATO at that point. But by that point, boy, when was that? 52, for the 1950s? I should know this as a historian. I think it was within about a decade of the end of World War II. And so Americans by that point, even World War II vets, said, okay, we need to let the Germans help defend West Germany. It's very clear that the Red Army is there now. The Soviets are the problem. And so that's what we did with NATO. But at that point in 44 and 45, I mean, Americans just weren't real excited about the idea about giving the Germans guns again. So I could see that reticence, no doubt.
Well, and Bill O'Reilly, of course, has written about this in one of his best-selling Killing series. He has Killing Patton. And he doesn't reach a definitive conclusion, but I think he leans in the direction that there's just too many dubious aspects about his death. Now, Patton lingered, and he was conscious. He had broken his neck. He was in the hospital for 16 days after his injury, or something of that nature, close to 16 days before he died.
Right.
And what did he think?
2 weeks. Yeah.
What did he think? 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he said, I guess I could quote this, but he said, you know, Jesus, right, in vain, Jesus Christ, what a way to start a leave, right? He said after the impact, and he was taken there. He had a broken neck. He had been basically like half scalped by, this was a Cadillac sedan, and a U.S. Army truck had crashed into it. And there was like a window, like windshield divider between, I guess, the front seat and the back seat. And Patton went kind of flying into it. It broke his nose. And I guess the way that he hit it with his head, maybe this is akin kind of to a football injury, right? The way he hit it with his head, he partly broke his neck. And so all the other guys walked away. They take him in there to the hospital in Heidelberg, I believe that it was. And it was there that his lungs started filling with fluid, edema, pulmonary edema, and he eventually, the evening of December 21st, like 6 p.m. on December 21st, died from pulmonary edema and congestive heart failure. And
well,
so
the entire case is fascinating because people were speculating at the time that one of three generals could be the Republican presidential candidate in the next election, 1948. Eisenhower, who later became a Republican candidate, MacArthur, or Patton. And who knows? Paul Kangor, historian and all-around good guy. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Paul. He's the leading scholar at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Find out more about their crucial, crucial work at michaelmedved.com. Merry Christmas to Paul, and more coming up. In this great holiday season, maybe you're wondering about what you can buy for a person that has everything. Well, how about donating on that person's behalf to a child who has nothing? Being a third world nation, Uganda was hit particularly hard with COVID-19 and lockdowns. There are literally millions of parents who are looking into a child's eyes and not being able to tell them where the next meal can come from. One of the places it can come from is a great humanitarian organization that I am proud to link with here. It is called Next Generation Ministries, and they are there to help provide food and medical needs, particularly for children and their mothers. Your gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for an entire week. $40 can feed a child for a month. $200 can feed a family of five people for a month. Click on the banner at our website for Next Generation Ministries. This is a great organization. Click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And you think about that Christmas song, Like White Christmas, sung by Bing Crosby, going out to our troops all over the world. When that song was released in 1943, we had 16 million young American males under arms and serving in our armed forces. Think of what that means. I mean, it's just... And at a time when the population of our country was less than half of what it is today. So you just to get a rough idea, the equivalent of more than 30 million people in our armed forces. And it wasn't so easy. And cost tens of thousands of lives, some 400,000 lives, to win that war. It's worth feeling grateful for at a time when many of us look at this particular Christmas and think, boy, I hope next year is better, that we are able to go do things that you enjoy, that are possible to do. One of the things my wife loves to do in Christmas season is there is a botanical garden not too far from where we live where they have Garden of Delights, and delights with an emphasis on lights, where they light up butterflies and frogs and spiders, but all created by these incredibly elaborate lighting displays. It's really wonderful. Bellevue Botanical Garden. And not this year. And why not? Because people would be out there in the cold going through and going ooh and ah and taking photos and selfies like my wife loves to do and getting too close to each other. Okay, next year. But that was a question. Stephen Colbert had an interview with the president-elect and the soon-to-be First Lady, Jill Biden. And he spoke to Joe Biden early in the interview, this is clip 7, about getting back to normal and what it will take and for next Christmas to be better and for basically Americans to recover from the ongoing disruption and nightmare of this pandemic. Listen.
Do you think this time next year, when you're both in the White House, we will have what you could call a normal Christmas? Will the country be back to normal?
I believe we'll be awfully close to that, if not there. I do believe that. I think we'd be able to have, because the combination in the first 100 days, I'm going to ask everybody to wear a mask for 100 days, and where I can dictate that in federal property. I've been on with 45 governors asking them to think about it. Just 100 days, we're going to get those 100 million vaccinations out there, and we're going to get to the place we can open schools. And there's things we can do, and I think we can really, it's not going to be quick, but I think by next Christmas we'll be close to normal.
Okay, that's fairly optimistic. In fact, there are schools that are planning to open even before Joe Biden comes into the White House, and that's good news. And then, of course, the least favorite subject for the Bidens came up. And this is the way the president-elect dealt with questions about his son, Hunter. Clip 8.
We have great confidence in our son. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in a pure intellectual capacity, and as long as he's good, we're good.
Okay, as long as he's good, we're good. Then Colbert asks him about... further about what he's going to do to protect his son, if anything. This is clip 9.
In terms of your job as president, can you reach across the aisle to people who will be using this as an attack on you when it is such a personal attack because it's about family?
But if it benefits the country, yes, I really mean it, because we know who we are.
You're a better man than I.
Don't get me wrong. It doesn't mean I'm not angry. It doesn't mean I wasn't angry, and it doesn't mean if I were back in the days in high school, I wouldn't say, come here, you know, and go around. But that,
you have to take the high road.
But and because, look, there's so much at stake, and the American people, I think they can smell the phoniness, smell what's true and what's not true.
Okay, again, we will see. The one thing that I think that Joe Biden needs to do, and his potential attorney general, whoever it is, whether it's Merrick Garland or Doug Jones, as they anticipate, or Sally Yates, the attorney general has to make absolutely clear that there will be no interference with an ongoing Justice Department investigation, which is being conducted in Delaware by federal officials, career officers, and prosecutors who are investigating Hunter Biden. And obviously they have enough reason to investigate him to go forward with that. And any attempt to squash it or interfere with that by the Attorney General or by the President of the United States would be outrageous. Would be impeachable, frankly. And that's not going to happen. It can't happen. And Joe Biden has to give assurances about that. He was also asked, Dr. Biden, Jill Biden, and I say doctor, about the outpouring of outrage, which we covered on this show, to Joe Epstein's piece about how she shouldn't use the title doctor, even though she did earn her EDD, her doctorate in education. This is what the future First Lady sounded like. Clip 10.
But look at all the people who came out in support of me. I mean, I am so grateful, and I was, you know, I was just overwhelmed by how gracious people were to me.
Do you think it might be a little bit of a compliment that people were trying to think of something to criticize you about, and they were like, what do we got? I got it.
Okay, I'll take it that way.
Now, what about you? As a husband who loves this person, did you ever, you know, want to, like, get out a length of pool chain and go full corn pop on these people?
The answer is
no.
Close.
It is no.
No, no, but there's some of these, anyway.
It was just the tone of it.
I've been suppressing my Irishness for a long time.
It's always a smart thing to do.
She was very physically, when you see the video, she was very physically restraining Joe from answering. And again, it's one of those things that was very notable in the campaign, is that Joe Biden is not the best interviewer in the world. Let's face it. However, when he's sitting there next to his wife, he's much better. And she is obviously a very major political asset. And by the way, they're smart to have basically pulled back from making some kind of huge federal case out of the Joe Epstein column in the Wall Street Journal. It doesn't help them, doesn't help the country, doesn't help anybody. Look, one of the questions about what he said that his son, Hunter, is the smartest guy he knows. I think what he's talking about is Hunter's academic record. Joe Biden's academic record is not great. President Trump's academic record is a mystery, by the way. It's unknown. And no, it really is, because this has been a closely guarded secret. But Hunter Biden graduated from Georgetown with high honors, and he did extremely well at Yale Law School. And he's one of those guys who may have a great deal of academic ability and formal learning, but a very great lack of common sense. Because for Joe Biden to say his son is the smartest guy he knows when his son has had a substance abuse problem ongoing, I know it's an illness, but it's a problem where there is a troubled personal history and then a great many extremely dubious decisions that Hunter has made without any question regarding some of his business ventures. Now, that doesn't mean they are necessarily illegal, but we will find out. If this process works its way out and Hunter Biden is in fact indicted, it would be a very bad thing for the president-elect or for the new president. But we're a long way from that, and there is much more to cover in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.